WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a little more serenely in this crazy world. Ever feel like your brain's running on overdrive? Like you're juggling a million things, each demanding your immediate attention? Welcome to the club. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with information and demands our focus. It's no wonder many of us are feeling frazzled and overwhelmed. But what if I told you there was a superpower we all possess that can help us navigate this chaos with more ease and grace? That superpower, my friends, is mindfulness. Today we're diving into the world of calm and focused mindfulness meditation. It's not about chanting Om on a mountaintop, though if that floats your boat, go for it. This is about bringing a sense of present moment awareness to our everyday lives, even when life throws its curveballs. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mind, a chance to step back from the mental chatter and reconnect with your inner calm. Now, you might be thinking, meditation sounds a bit woo-woo for me. But trust me, there's nothing mystical about this practice. It's simply about training your attention, like working out those mental muscles. And just like any skill, the more you practice, the stronger and sharper they become. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your mindfulness journey. First, find your anchor. This is something that helps ground you in the present moment, your breath, a physical sensation, even a sound. Think of it like an anchor keeping your boat steady during a storm. When your mind starts to wander, gently bring your attention back to your anchor. Second, practice non-judgment. Don't beat yourself up when your thoughts wander. It's completely normal. Just acknowledge them without judgment and gently redirect your focus back to your anchor. Remember, mindfulness isn't about clearing your mind, it's about observing your thoughts with curiosity and acceptance. Third, start small. You don't need to meditate for hours on end. Even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Just like you wouldn't expect to run a marathon on your first day of training, start with short sessions and gradually increase the duration as you feel comfortable. Fourth, be consistent. Like any habit, mindfulness takes time and practice. Aim to meditate daily, even if it's just for a few minutes. The key is to make it a regular part of your routine. You wouldn't skip brushing your teeth every day, right? Treat your mindfulness practice with the same level of importance. Fifth, make it enjoyable. Find a quiet space where you feel comfortable and maybe play some calming music or light a scented candle. Experiment with different guided meditations or simply focus on your breath. The goal is to create a peaceful and inviting atmosphere that makes you want to come back for more. Think about the last time you were truly present in a moment, savoring a delicious meal, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, or listening to your favorite music. That sense of being fully engaged and absorbed in the present moment is what mindfulness cultivates. It's like turning off the noise of the world and tuning into the symphony within. Remember that time when you were so engrossed in a good book, you completely lost track of time? Or that feeling of pure joy when you accomplish something challenging? That's the power of being fully present. It allows us to experience life with greater depth and appreciation. Now, let's say you're walking down the street and your mind starts racing with a million thoughts about work, bills, and the upcoming social event. Suddenly, you trip on the sidewalk edge. Before you even realize what happened, your heart is pounding and you're feeling flustered. But here's where mindfulness comes in. By taking a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensations of your body, and simply observing your thoughts without judgment, you can calm yourself down and regain control. You can acknowledge the situation, assess your surroundings, and move forward with more awareness and composure. So, how are you going to practice mindfulness today? Start by setting a reminder for a few minutes of quiet reflection. You could try focusing on your breath, observing the sounds around you, or simply allowing yourself to be present in whatever activity you're doing. Remember, every moment is an opportunity to cultivate calm and focus. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from a little mindful boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join our conversation on social media. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.